WEEI Afternoons, that was Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, talking about Drake May. And that balance, that fine line between making plays, making mistakes, good decisions, bad decisions. And I thought it was interesting, before we get into these ESPN rankings, that Josh kind of put it on Drake. Like, that's, you know, a lesson, you know, touch the hot stove, learn from it, and then don't touch it a second time kind of situation with Drake May, because only Drake May knows what he can get away with, right? In college, in high school, now in the NFL. And it's why yesterday, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson here on WEEI Afternoons, I changed my comparison a little, Ted. I'm starting to think there may be a little, and you can take this good or bad because you played the man in a Super Bowl. I'm starting to think there may be some Brett Favre in Drake May, where I'm going to have to accept occasionally things that I just shake my head and go, don't do that again. I love all the good plays, but don't do that one again. Is there any reality to that, do you think?
Perhaps, yeah, perhaps. It's you don't want the in towards at the end of Brett's career, it was kind of like, why'd you do that play at the end that sealed our fate?
Right.
If it's at the beginning of a game, you can maybe overcome it, which Brett early in his career kind of, you know, if he was going to mess up, it would be earlier in games. But at the end of his career, it's like a Tony Romo thing.
Yep.
Where it's like they play brilliant and then throw the worst pass ever on the final drive to win the game, to seal the game for the other team. So a lot of it is just when he does it. But there's a gunslinger type of piece to his game, man,
yep.
That you don't want to totally harness. You want to kind of have it. You know, you don't want to totally conceal that, but you at the same time, kind of just look. It's not too dissimilar to what Josh Allen had to do. I mean, he was just this wild, untamed horse that you tried to corral, and you saw that they were able to some degree, and he's having more success. So I think that's something that you can teach out of guys. Probably, I don't think Drake May is going to be as stubborn as Brett. Brett did whatever the hell he wanted, and so that won't be Drake May's path in my estimation.
Fitzy, who do you think likes Drake May more, the locals or the Nationals?
I think it's pretty split. I think it's probably pretty fair right down the middle, because obviously the locals believe in his ability and have been dying for their savior to come in and wipe clear our memories of Mac Jones and that flame out and Zappy fever and everything else. And I think all of your Nationals, your Arlovskis and a lot of your NFL.coms and network guys see this potential for a generational talent. The elite combination he presents of processing, arm talent, and running ability, I think that's what leads people on the national level to fall in love with him. And here we just need a quarterback.
They don't look at the record. The one win, 9 losses last year. They just look at the raw ability.
Right.
Which is what I'm looking at, but this is the last year I'm doing that. Like last year was the last year I'm doing it. Now you got to win games, Drake. And so Pats fans are like, did you win or lose? Yeah, you lost 9 games. So I think there's more of that with the local fans.
Which is where both comparisons, whether you want to do the Josh Allen comparison or the Brett Favre comparison, second year as a starter in Buffalo, Josh Allen went to the playoffs. And Brett Favre went to the Super Bowl, but he beat you guys. Like, he won a Super Bowl. That's a guy who, and that's an NFL MVP. So, like, the balance of the good plays to bad plays, the game-winning plays to the game-losing plays, Josh Allen harnessed and Brett Favre harnessed. We're hoping we're in the phase of harnessing for Drake May. But I asked you that, Fitzy, because today we get from ESPN 2025 NFL Future Power Rankings is what they call them. So what they basically did is they had their expert panel, which consists of Ben Solak, Lewis Riddick, Aaron Schatz, and Seth Walder. They had them rate each team's quarterback situation, rest of the roster, front office, and coaching staff on a scale basically of 50 to 100, basically similar to what you were graded at in school. Mm-hmm. And your New England Patriots ranked tied for 18th overall as a team, with a strong C-plus average, 77.2 average. Just so you know, they are tied with the Chicago Bears in that spot as the 18th best team in football. But what jumps off the page for me is the quarterback ranking. 87.5 was the average score for 7th in the NFL. That's Drake May over the next 3 years, 25, 26, 27. I think that is an optimistic view of Drake May that every Patriots fan would sign up for, because I want to remind you, just to put it in perspective, as I just did during the break for Ted Johnson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen appear to be going nowhere. They're in the primes of their careers.
Top four quarterbacks in your National Football League.
And they should be the top four quarterbacks in 2026 and 2027 in all likelihood, barring something tragic or scary. And therefore, to get down to the number seven spot, there's only three more spots there. A guy I would include, Jaden Daniels. He was in your draft class, and he took his team to the NFC title game, so I feel like he has to be ahead of you. And then another guy that is universally adored, generally, is Justin Herbert, who's always included in these top rankings and so good and talented and all these things.
Yeah. Justin Herbert, I need him. Talk about someone I need to win a game. I need Justin Herbert to win a game that counts. That's two trips to the playoffs and one massive, epic bed crapping and then an absolute ass whooping at the hands of the Texans last year. Jaden Daniels, isn't he now almost widely considered five or six in terms of quarterbacks? Like, if there's tier one with the big four that you just rattled off, Jaden Daniels hovers around or near the top of tier two as far as quarterbacks. And when we were discussing something similar yesterday, Andy, we said we would love to see Drake May hit the middle of that, hit that second tier of like quarterbacks 5 through 13 by the end of the season. If he does, that represents massive success for McDaniels, success for himself personally, and success for the Patriots as a team overall.
Yeah, I love the idea of him being a top seven quarterback because of the comparisons. I'll throw another name out there. A guy who, I don't know, has been to two Super Bowls and he's won one. Jalen Hurts is below Drake May on this list. You know, a guy that's also a year ago was Jaden Daniels. That'd be C.J. Stroud. Went to Houston, turned the organization around, went to the playoffs, won a game. He was the next big thing. Then all of a sudden, last year happened. They fired his offensive coordinator. He's not as highly thought of, which is something I actually think could happen with Jaden Daniels, that he could have a step back year this year.
But doesn't Stroud now have your boy Nick Cayley?
He does. He does. And maybe he jumps back into this conversation. But Ted, seventh in the next 3 years for Drake May. And I know you're a Drake May guy, and you want him to be good. You think he is good and talented. Is that about right? Overly optimistic? What do you think of that?
Based on his traits, that's about right. So I think he has the potential to be better than Herbert, better than Goff, just as good, or if not better than C.J. Stroud. I think he's more talented and has a better skill set than Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert. And so those are the guys that you're looking at that would be at six or seven. So just based on a raw ability, he's as good, if not better, than all those guys. So it's not the craziest thing to think that in 3 years from now, he would be a top eight quarterback in this league.
Yeah, no, it's not crazy. I would also say some other teams, if I were biased fan bases, like if I'm Denver, I say, well, wait a minute. My rookie a year ago was better than your rookie, Bo Nix, right? Mm-hmm. Production-wise. Now raw traits ability.
But he's the same as like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is got a better system and a better coach. It's considered a better quarterback because of that. Not as much because his raw abilities are better than the guys. It's more about the system and the coach that he has.
And here's where, Fitzy, I think the list gets a little wonky and weird. I actually appreciate the exercise that they do, but it makes it a little weird. So the overall roster minus the quarterback, they rank the Patriots 26th at 69.3%.
Yeesh.
For 3 years from now?
That's what I said, Ted. Right now, I might agree with you, but aren't they going to spend in free agency? Aren't they going to continue to draft? Aren't you expecting that? Like, we know that Drake May is going to be their quarterback for 3 years, so there's no projection there. But the difference between, I hope, this year's roster in 2025 and the 2027 roster is light years away, but they're ranking all 3 years. They put him 26th. So I find it hard to believe Drake May is going to be the seventh best quarterback in football with the 26th best roster. That means he's carrying essentially a bad football team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that means he's even better than you think, Ted. If he's carrying the 26th roster in football but performing at a seventh best quarterback in football level, like, those numbers don't really seem to marry up.
I think part of it's just, I mean, the roster is kind of too deep to be determined right now. The Patriots roster, I think, is significantly better than last year, yet. But it's a lot of, you know, kind of middling free agents, you know, that you're bringing in with a lot of rookies that you're not sure exactly how they're going to perform. And so I can see why they had them rated as low as they did when you factor those things in.
Because Fitzy, I mean, if you looked at the mainstays, guys that you were going to circle and say, this guy will be on the 2027 roster.
Gonzo.
Yep.
Campbell. Will Campbell.
Will Campbell.
Travion Henderson.
Travion Henderson.
Kyle Williams.
Yeah, not Drake May. Kyle Williams, I don't know that I would lock in on the 2027 roster.
I hope he is. Better be. But otherwise, who the hell is on there for receivers?
No, Milton Williams, probably. Not even Christian Barmore at this point in his career. I can't.
Definitely not.
I just so that makes that exercise, that idea of I'm ranking the roster 3 years from now, especially for a rebuild. They're not established.
They don't have an established core. So if you have an established core of 5 to 8 players, they would be ranked higher.
They also don't have an established guy picking the groceries. And I don't mean to take a shot at Vrabel. This isn't a lack of confidence. He just got here. I don't know how good this free agent class is going to be. I don't know how good. For as the Eagles, they already have maybe the best roster in football. By the way, they're number one on this list.
Not maybe.
Okay, so they have the best roster in football.
Without question.
And the guy who put together said best roster in football, Howie Roseman, is still going to be putting that roster together.
Correct.
So you have reason to believe, even if it changes, he'll probably do a pretty good job because his track record in recent years has been good. So that's interesting to me. The other aspect here, Fitzy, the major factor we've talked about, who's the face of the Patriots right now? It's actually maybe not Drake May. Might be Mike Vrabel.
Most definitely Mike Vrabel still.
The coaching staff for the next 3 years from 2025 to 2027 ranks 18th in the NFL with an 80.8 grade, barely a B-minus grade for Mike Vrabel and his staff. I find that interesting, too. If they end up
For 3 years from now?
Yep. Yeah, the totality of the span.
I think that's wrong.
Seems low to me.
I mean, if you look at the resume of the coaches they have, I mean, 3 former head coaches are assistant coaches here.
Yep.
I'd love to see another roster that can boast that.
And Fitzy, I'm going to tie it back in. How is Drake May going to be the 7th best quarterback in football with a bad roster and questionable coaching?
That's impossible.
Right.
I mean, that does not compute on any single level that this guy's going to be running around there with nobody to support him, no one in front of him blocking for him, no one calling the right plays, nobody on the back end getting open, no one stopping the other team from scoring. That seems like a curious downvote on the draft class and free agency class that the Patriots had. Didn't everyone basically loud the Patriots draft?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean,
and don't we have confidence that they might be able to pull off similar drafts in the future? I don't know. Personally, I don't know where they'll be picking. Hopefully it's, you know, somewhere between 17 and 32 and not 1 and 16. But that seems like a vote that says you bought a lot of your talent. You don't have a core. Like Ted just said, establish your core and then we'll get back to you.
But it's been, you got to, I mean, 2 back-to-back 4-win seasons. I mean, it's just there's some stink on this, you know. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in 6 years.
Yep.
So there's, you know, the Patriots haven't done much to kind of get the attention of the national reporters. They just haven't. And so if you're you know, mad that they're down on them, I think it's they're warranted in kind of thinking that, considering what they've been watching the last few years.
So that's one ESPN vision for Drake May. He's going to be the 7th best quarterback in football in the next 3 years. Even if his coach isn't great and the front office isn't great and the roster is downright stinky, then we get to Dan Orlovsky, who we know is a fan of Drake May. We know it. He's said it. He's gushed about it. We've played clips on here, all the various things. And yet he put together his list, because he's the quarterback guy, ranking NFL quarterbacks by traits, Ted, something that you just kind of talked about, right? You talked about Drake May's traits and his raw ability, not necessarily the wins and the losses and all of that stuff. Best arm, accuracy, and all those other things. Well, guess what? Drake May only showed up in one of those in Orlovsky's top 10s. One of them. Top 10 arm strength, top 10 accuracy. No Drake May, no Drake May, no Drake May. A lot of the usual suspects, by the way. The Mahomeses, the Allens, the Burrows, the great quarterbacks in the league. He did show up in the second reaction ability. He came in 9th. Second reaction ability. So essentially he describes it. I was thinking the same thing when I heard it.
I played football a long time. I've never heard of that term.
Thank you. You make me feel better when I shake my head.
What the hell is he talking about?
He basically said, I don't know if I have the exact text here. When the play breaks down,
yeah.
What do you do? What's your ability once everything kind of breaks down?
Okay.
So there's running ability there. There's decision making. There's extending plays, throwing off platform. Seems like that's all kind of rolled into this category. So, for example, Lamar Jackson's number one.
He's pretty good at that, right?
Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, number two.
That makes sense.
Josh Allen, he's pretty good at that.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels, pretty good at that.
Yep.
So that's what you're getting. You get down to the nine spot, it is Drake May. And the analysis that he writes is Bo Nix comes in at 10, but for comparison purposes, another second-year quarterback. Nix surprised a lot of people with his effectiveness in this category in 2024, and I'm watching for May to show what he can do here in 2025. The Patriots would be smart to let May loose on these types of plays, especially because they improved his supporting cast. Having better playmakers means it's more likely someone gets open late in the down. So basically, because you have Stephon Diggs, when you're scrambling, you might be able to hit Stephon Diggs' big play kind of situation. Yes, Dan Ball.
Can I read this to Ted real quick, the description of what you're talking about? Because for some reason, Orlovsky wrote it like a trailer for an action movie.
Okay.
The ball is snapped, everything breaks down, and the defense wins the play. What happens next? Can the quarterback still make something happen, even when the called play dead in the water? These are the best of the best in off-schedule and off-platform pros.
It's a promo.
That's it.
That's Dan. You nailed it. That's exactly what that
And it's also,
like.
To quote you to you, words on a paper. Yeah.
We know you're smart, Dan.
So are you concerned that... I thought you were talking to Dan Ball, but you were talking to Dan
Orlovsky. No, we can clip that for future use, though.
You can use that for yourself, Dan Ball. Good job.
Are you out of your mind?
Do you believe that Drake May should rank higher in some of these? Should he be accuracy, arm strength, running ability?
There's not enough film. I mean, you know, you're basically projecting. I mean, you saw him playing 10 games last year, and if you watched every single snap, I think maybe you'd say, okay, yeah, he could be ranked a little bit higher, but I don't think you saw enough of Drake May in meaningful games last year to really have like a hard and fast kind of beat on what the guy is.
And sometimes Fitzy, and I think Drake may fall into this, because if I really look at it, Fitzy, I'm not sure I'd say he's the fastest of quarterbacks.
Drake May?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of the fastest quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's pretty damn fast.
He's
not Kyler Murray, but he can scoot, dude.
Oh, he can.
He's not Lamar Jackson, I can tell you that much.
Okay. I bet he is a top 5-7.
Dan Orlovsky doesn't think so.
Okay. Well, Dan doesn't know everything. Okay.
Okay, but let me just
I
think he's fast. I'm not sure he's as fast as you think he is. We can probably find out what that number is. His arm strength, I think, is good. I don't know if it wows me. And I wonder, is he a guy that all of his attributes or traits are really good? None of them is the one he hangs his hat on. And is that why he may not get you in a bunch of top 10 lists like Dan Orlovsky puts together, but the overall product gets you in the top 10?
Yeah. Look, if Tom Brady was playing today, how would he rank on all those traits?
Accuracy, I think I'd have him high.
Okay. And then what else? Arm strength.
Nope.
Whatever, second reaction,
Okay,
so
decision-making, he'd be high. Accuracy and decision-making, he'd put him high. You're right, the others he would not. And the totality of his abilities made him the greatest of all time. That's why they gave him a statue on Friday night that Ted Johnson was very excited to see.
I went there in the middle of the night by myself and just...
Oh, boy. Easy now.
Just had my time with Tom. It's great.
Prayed in the general direction of Tom Brady.
Lit a candle. Yeah.
In all seriousness, before we go to Dan Ball and what's trending, do you have any reaction to the statue? Did you like it, dislike it? It's a controversial thing, statues these days.
I was hoping for a little bit more.
Yeah. Stiz keeps saying mid. It's just mid.
Meh.
That's the reaction. You didn't screw it up.
Right.
It looks like Tom Brady.
Yep.
But you didn't wow me and make me excited to see it or tell the kids about it.
That's where I fall in line.
Felt like a safe statue.
Play it safe.
Let's just do a safe statue that can overlook Gillette Stadium and Drake May's building.
And you guys were right. I listened to a lot of statue talk yesterday, and I listened through all of it. But just like with AI, you just think they would have ways in which you could perfect that that process better.
Between AI scanners and these digital printers 3D, or whatever, 3D printers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just print a Tom Brady. It should look exactly like him.
You're not an artist.
Yeah, they yelled at us. I'm not an artist. I've never had an artistic bone in my body.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But you didn't have to be mean and call us out. 617-779-7937. How confident are you in Drake May? Do you think Drake May is a top seven quarterback with the next 3 years, even with questionable coaching and questionable roster and questionable GM and questionable everything else around him? We'll answer that question. We'll take your calls on the other side, 617-779-7937. But first, Dan Ball, Dan's smart. Dan's not as smart as he thinks. Tell us what's trending.